All right. As we come towards the end of our service today, we offer up some prayers for the people. I want to offer, I have of course got some here, but I want to offer to you, if you want to shout out a name or a place or a country, I can include if you would like to do so. Can we put Judy in? It's okay if you don't have any others that you wish to speak. I trust that you hold them in your hearts for the people and the places that you'd like to pray for. Let us pray. On this day, we pray for the people of the world. We pray for those who are experiencing conflict, particularly in Ukraine, in Israel-Palestine, in Sudan. And they are the most common we hear about, but also for the smaller conflicts we do not get to hear about that can leave people in death or deep grief. May God's mercy be with them. On this day, we pray for those in our country, for the realities that the Closing the Gap report for Indigenous people reveals that the suicide rate for Indigenous people remains significantly higher than others in Australia. We also pray for those in our country who are struggling in poverty, caring for their family, and facing the risk of losing the safe things in their life, like housing and financial security. May God's mercy be with them. On this day, we pray for those in our community, for Judy and her healing, and for others that we know that we hold in our hearts. May God's mercy be with them in this time. We also pray for the fear that comes when we must consider changes in our communities and in our faith communities, for the hope of finding a way that this community can continue to worship together through transition of leadership, even if it requires difference that we are uncomfortable with. May God's mercy be with us.